Many Petersburg locals say the float dock has seen better days. The wood is ancient and rotted out in some sections. The parking lot is socked in with snow. Even the sign reading Papke's Landing is barely decipherable through a layer of moss. The dock was built by the U.S. Forest Service to store and transport lumber. That was before World War II. Later, it came under the care of two different state agencies. The Alaska Department of Transportation owns the dock itself, while the Department of Natural Resources owns the surrounding lands. Today, it gets a lot of traffic from fishing lodges, like Rocky Point Resort. Resort staff regularly use the dock to launch tour boats and receive guests coming in from other islands. But conditions are making it hard for them to do their jobs. Mike Payne is a co-owner of Rocky Point. He says Papke's has been like this for a while.
Basically, it needs to be tore out. I don't know. I started coming down here when I was five, and it's still the same dock. So 45 years later, it's still, you know, it's just breaking apart. And talking to the neighbor here, in the wintertime when it snows, it sinks it and it gets all Jill poked around with the ramp, and it's just beat up.
Jill poked is lumberjack lingo for an object stuck in the water where it could cause a jam.
You know, all it takes is a couple big boat wakes and who knows what will happen to it. And again, it's you can see right now, a dead of winter, and there's only a spot for another three or four boats to park. Everybody use it because it's not just the people out here use it. Like I said, a lot of people from town tow their boats out to go everything from winter trolling to deer hunting, duck hunting, or whatever. It's one of the ways to get everywhere. And so it's not just the people out here's problem. It's kind of everybody's.
Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht echoes the idea that this is a community-wide problem. He says the poor condition of the dock also impacts subsistence fishermen who use the dock as an alternative to the crowded ones in town. Giesbrecht says he used the dock himself when the planes weren't running.
Doesn't happen all the time. That won't scare anybody. But, you know, I've had an overflight where the flight couldn't land in Petersburg, landed in Wrangell, and we caught a shuttle boat that took us in here and dropped us off at Papke's.
Assembly members Dave Kenzinger and Bob Lynn spearheaded the effort to take Papke's Landing. Lynn says there's a community effort to keep it afloat. But, he says, this is not sustainable.
What we've done is we've replaced the skirting on it. We've put foam back under it. And then, since it's filled in on the ramp side, a number of us have had to go move the ramp over and to make it so it'll guide down that side ramp. So, yeah, we've been continually at it. There's been quite a community of folks that have helped do that. But we're simply now to the point that Band-Aid approach isn't going to work. We're going to need to do a little more.
But there's still that $9.2 million price tag. Giesbrecht says Petersburg taxpayers have reasonable questions about where this money is going.
How are you going to pay to maintain it? How are you going to pay to make repairs? Those are really valid questions. Who's going to, you know, manage it from the standpoint of people dumping old cars there or something? And all of that is going to have to get answered. There's no question. Those are very valid concerns. You know, it's not pocket change.
Some of those costs might be alleviated by a combination of state and federal grants, such as the 2022 infrastructure bill. Assemblymember Thomas Fine Walsh says, so far, the Department of Transportation is putting up $50,000 to help with the repairs.
Which seems negligible, but it's something, and it's been really complicated trying to get control of the land from the state.
As for now, the borough is awaiting approval for the land transfer from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. They're also applying for more grants to cobble together the funds to repair the facility. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.